Welcome to Academy Days, a Christian fiction podcast for teen girls. I'm your host and author, Judith. Welcome to the story. Academy Days, Episode 48, Rest. Nora Arjean watched Xavier get into the truck with Agent Len and Agent Inch. It had been 3 days since the undercover agents had introduced themselves, and now she'd be able to identify them anywhere. "Will he be okay?" Nora asked. She turned her head to watch Dad's face. If he gave her some kind of pat answer, she'd know. He couldn't mask his emotions. Ever since their last year at the center, his face carried his feelings in the lines around his eyes and mouth. "I'm trusting God to take care of my boy," Dad said. Nora pressed her lips together. How could he say something like that, like it was enough, when Xavier was leaving with 2 strangers to meet up with another set of strangers to take part in a sting operation? And afterwards, well, he would disappear. For how long?
"When Xavier tried to solve his problems on his own, God stopped him, took care of him."
Dad tapped the porch rail with his fist. "God intervened in a situation before I could even pray about it. I won't doubt that he will make a way this time, too." The truck turned the corner at the end of the street and moved out of sight. She should have demanded to be taken along, to be given a part.
"Dad, we could go back to the city, stay with friends, just to be nearby."
Dad shook his head. "No, Nora."
"But how can you just stand there and trust God with Xavier like that? Like it's that easy? Like it's enough?"
Dad's shoulders trembled slightly as he breathed in and out.
"Easy. This is taking all my will, Nora. And yet..."
He fist-thumped the porch rail again.
"I know who I'm putting my trust in, and God, my Father, has told me to rest."
Nora stayed rooted to the spot as Dad went inside. Rest? What, like, go take a nap or something? Mom was already inside. After hugging Xavier goodbye, she'd gone upstairs, said she couldn't watch his actual leaving.
Why didn't her parents ever fight for power, take control?
Wouldn't that demand less effort than resting? Her cell phone rang.
"Nora, there are new gardening people at the Pellas."
Oh, Lacey had no idea, and Nora wasn't supposed to tell anyone what was going on, though, to be honest, she still didn't know why Agent Len and Agent Inch had been at the Pellas in the first place.
"Nora, did you hear me?"
Nora leaned on the porch railing.
"Well, I guess somebody else took over the yard work. No big deal.
Did you go over there again? Lacey, you're going to break the doorbell."
"I was thinking..."
Lacey sounded sort of puffed, like she was moving around.
What if I tried to get into the house to look for clues?"
"What? Like, you want to break in? No matter what you've read in those amateur detective books, breaking in and entering is illegal. You are not a cop."
"I was thinking this morning, I bet there's a key somewhere, either with somebody in town or hidden somewhere around the house. I'm looking right now."
A sort of rustling, bristling noise scratched in Nora's ear.
"Lacey, what are you doing?"
Nora ran down the porch steps towards her bike.
"Looking for a key."
"Lacey, do not go in. Put it back. Go home."
"London is my friend. I've stayed overnight at the Pella's house. They won't care if I check on things while they are gone. I'll explain everything to them when they get back. After all, what if their houseplants need watered?"
Nora pedaled down the driveway, guiding her bike with one hand. What was Lacey thinking? Clearly, she'd been reading Nancy Drew lately. Then again,
Hadn't Nora just chafed at the thought of sitting around and doing nothing while her parents took naps and trusted God? Maybe Lacey wasn't so often actually doing something after all. Fine, just wait for me.
Okay, I'll be in the alley behind the garage. That's the way I came in. The plant people are in the front yard. Seriously, if they keep spraying the trees and plants out there, there's going to be an ecosystem meltdown in Easton.
It's probably just water, Nora said. Are you sure they didn't see you doing whatever it was you were doing while finding the key?
Nope, I wore all light blue.
Nora blinked, open-mouthed at the sun-blazed world around her. And that was beneficial, why?
Well, people wear all black at night to sneak around, so I wore all blue to blend into the sky during the day. Are you almost here?
Give me a few minutes. Nora hung up and pedaled faster. What was with Lacey's obsession over the Pella's absence? Couldn't a family go on an unexpected vacation without Lacey freaking out? She found Lacey crouching behind the Pella's garage.
Oh, I am so glad you're here, she whispered. I feel like bugs are crawling all over me. Comes from crawling around and under scratchy bushes in 90-degree weather. I cannot tell you how many spider webs I've touched in the past half hour.
Nora slid her bike behind said bug-laden bushes and swiped sweat off her chin.
Lacey, I'm usually not a stickler for following rules to the letter, but even I feel it would be somewhat creeper-ish to enter somebody else's house without permission.
Lacey picked at some invisible thing in her hair, a squeal muffled behind closed lips. She huffed out a breath.
I told you they won't care if I check on their plants. They know I wouldn't steal a thing.
Whatever. Nora looked around. The backyards of the houses on either side of the Pellas were empty, and across the alley was a weedy field and then a run-down farmhouse. Nobody was in sight. A motor started up in the distance. Maybe the yard care people doing some weed whacking.
Though what weeds could be alive and growing in this heat was questionable.
Let's get this done, so I can make sure you don't get arrested, and then I can go home.
Lacey wrinkled her nose and jerked her chin at the house. Follow me.
Nora rolled her eyes. Since when was she anybody's henchwoman? They bent forward and dashed towards the back patio and a set of French doors.
Lacey inserted a key and opened the door. They stepped onto a tiled area just inside the living room. See? Whispered Lacey. Their plants are drooping.
Nora nudged the doors closed. Okay, Miss Save the Planet. Water them fast and let's go.
Lacey disappeared into the kitchen.
Nora scanned the room. Colorful pillows lay here and there. A blanket trailed off the arm of a chair. A burlap ribbon dangled over the edge of a coffee table. Wasn't London's mom some kind of decorator? The place looked a little messy for somebody who specialized in interior design. She edged down the hallway and peered into one of the bedrooms. Oh, this had to be London space. A giant Eiffel Tower was stenciled on one wall, and there was way too much blush pink. The closet door stood open, with a big gap in the clothing. All that was left was dressy stuff, things London might wear to church.
Any plants in here?
Lacey tiptoed past and gazed around the room.
She didn't take her white noise machine. I thought she said she couldn't sleep without it.
Lacey circled the bed.
And she left her activity tracker band. She doesn't go anywhere without it, you know that. She says if her steps aren't recorded, they don't count. She's obsessed about getting her 10,000 steps a day.
Lacey turned a full circle, hands on hips.
She is on vacation. Maybe she wanted a break from all that stuff.
Nora checked the front yard. The maple trees were visible through the partly open slats of the blinds. No weed whacker sounds anymore. What more could these people find to do in a half acre of lawn? A lawnmower growled to life. Cut off a half inch of dead grass, apparently. Nora left Lacey to water something she called a snake plant and went back into the living room. Oh no. One of the lawn care people was mowing the back yard. They'd have to sneak out the front door. Nora peered through the window by the front entrance. Or not. The other partner was still in the front lawn, patting mulch around the already mulched plants in the flower bed by the mailbox. The Pellas were so getting scammed by these people. And how was she and Lacey supposed to get out of the house now? "I think I found all the plants," Lacey said. "Now what should we do?" Nora motioned to the lawn care going on both sides of the house. "You tell me. What did you expect to find in here, anyway?" Lacey shrugged. "I don't know. Maybe," she scrunched her shoulders, towing the carpet, "something asking for help, like quickly scribble notes or a journal entry." Nora raised her eyebrows. "Any of the above?" Lacey shook her head. "London doesn't strike me as the sort of girl who keeps a journal," Nora said, "unless it's like the first page of one after she got it for Christmas from her grandma." Lacey slumped. "I just want to know what is going on." Nora bit her lip. In a way, it would be nice to confide in a friend about what was happening with Xavier, but the agents had made it clear that they couldn't say a word. Most kids Xavier's age were heading off to college soon, so he probably wouldn't be missed by many anyway. Besides, most people wrote him off as a rebel. They'd probably just assume he'd left home and keep their questions to themselves out of tact. Hopefully. "Look," Nora said, "sometimes people just need their privacy. You never really know what people are dealing with. You can see them happy and doing normal life, but they can have all kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes. Maybe the Pellas just needed an extra long vacation." She shrugged. "Maybe you just need to trust that if London wanted you to know her family's plans, she would have told you." Lacey's eyes filled with tears. Oh, great. No crying. Nora could never figure out what to do when other people cried. Hugging them was just too weird. She stared at the ceiling for a moment. "Okay, see, Lacey, think of it this way. If I tend to be too independent, you might tend towards being too dependent. Like, you gotta learn to live on your own two feet." Lacey snorted. "Have you been talking to my sister?" Nora shook her head. Lacey flopped down on the floor in front of the couch and hugged one of the displaced pillows. "I went over to school yesterday to register for classes, and a lot of them sound really hard, you know? Flora gave me a long pep talk over the phone last night because I sort of had a freak-out moment about life and making decisions and college getting closer and closer." Nora had met Flora once. They were about as different as a poodle and a bulldog. So if they'd both given Lacey similar advice, it must mean something. "I guess I just need to trust God with the Pellas, trust him to provide friendship for me too. I guess with London gone and Carmen leaving for college, I felt a little scared about this coming school year. I missed their support." Nora shuffled. "Rest. Trust. How did Mom, Dad, and Lacey do it? In the end, wasn't it up to people to fix things? That's why she'd wanted to be a lawyer, to have a voice in the decisions of her world, to have a little bit of control for once." Lacey breathed in and out slowly. "Okay, I'm going to let this go." Nora edged to the side of the French doors and scanned the backyard. Kinda wish you'd decided that before we were stuck inside the Pella's house.
Lacey got to her feet.
Lock that door. There's another way out. Follow me.
She led the way into the basement, where the Pellas had an exercise room and game table set up. She opened a door that led into cool darkness. Concrete steps led up to slanted metal doors.
We'll be at the side of the house. There are bushes on either side of the exit, I think, Lacey said.
Nora led the way up the stairs, stopping just before her head grazed the doors. She gave the door a test nudge. Wasn't even locked. The Pellas had great security.
Yep, the side yard was clear.
She eased it further open and crawled out onto the sun-hot metal of the opposite door and rolled off behind the shrubs. Lacey followed, letting the door down with only a soft clank. She fumbled with something for a second, a padlock that only needed clicked into place.
Ow!
She moaned, joining Nora behind the bushes.
I think I just fried my knees.
Nora peered through the leaves. If they could get across the lawn and behind the neighbor's hedge, they could dash back to the alley and get their bikes from behind the garage. After that, it wouldn't matter if anybody saw them.
Ready? Nora whispered.
Lacey sneezed.
Go!
Nora bolted out from behind the bushes, across the margin between the two houses and behind the hedge. She heard Lacey sniffling behind her. Bugs, hot metal, allergies. Lacey was having a hard day in payment for her worrying. They made it to the bikes without whatever the lawn people or the neighbors would have done if they'd suspected two girls had just entered the Pella's house uninvited. Nora wheeled her bike into the alley and glanced back towards the house. The two lawn people were standing by the French doors, watching her and Lacey.
Let's go. Fast, Nora said.
They made it to the street and away from the Pella's block. Maybe the lawn people didn't realize somebody had snuck right past them. Maybe they'd seen Nora and Lacey sneaking out of the basement. Maybe they'd known what the girls were doing the whole time. Nora shivered. She'd never admit it to Lacey, but there was something strange going on around the Pella's house. Lacey stood on her pedals, head up, coasting down the street next to Nora.
Okay, that's it. I'm just going to wait for the Pellas to come back. I'm going to wait on God.
Nora bent forward over her handlebars, the pavement skimming by beneath her bike tires. Somehow, she, Nora, had said something to nudge Lacey towards this decision. She hadn't meant to point Lacey towards God. Nora had only wanted Lacey to get a grip, to pull herself together. Everybody seemed determined to trust God with everything. It was like God was tugging at her, telling her to come, to lay her heavy burden down, to rest. Could she really do that, though? Thank you for listening to another episode of Academy Days. If you signed up for the newsletter at judithdestefano.com, make sure to check your email for your code for your bonus episode. If you'd still like to sign up for the newsletter, you always can at judithdestefano.com. If you have already signed up but you did not receive the code, shoot an email to me at academydayspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for all your support and for your kind words. Goodbye.